And on a recent episode of RTC's Financially Speaking, Minister with Responsibility for Water Undertaking addressed the challenges in both Sault Ste. And Grand Turk. Ardenay Denny has the story.
During a recent interview on Financially Speaking, Honorable E.J. Saunders sat down with Drexel Seymour to discuss a plethora of issues, including the water issues in Sault Ste. And Grand Turk.
We are right in the middle of getting the new filter installed.
Okay.
So that's on island now and in country now and being fixed and installed in Sault Ste. So there's some retrofitting that's required to the piping because
it's at the moment what are the people in Sault Ste. Getting a limited water supply?
The Sault Ste. Is low on water, certainly that, and uh-huh. there are persons with private tanks with water in it that's sharing uh-huh. That's sharing water, and the water undertaking department is shipping 105, if you want to be exact, 105 5-gallon bottles of water to Sault Ste. Every 3 days. To me, that's not a proper solution. For me, that's more of a drinking water solution than, you know, bathing and flushing and washing and all those sorts of things solution. But that's what's happening. I visited Sault Ste. For most of the day last Thursday. There was dozens of bottles of water there with water in them, the 5-gallon bottles, which meant that we had met that needs at that time because all of them weren't used up, and they keep refilling them and sending them back. We're now, like I said, just about solved the problem because the filter's here. The filter's not a little filter like this. It's a big, big filter. It's certainly more than 4 feet high, probably about 2.5 feet wide. And so it's a big device. Like I said, it's here, and the pipes are being retrofitted.
Honorable Saunders then went on to discuss the reasons for the disruption of water on Sault Ste.
Why did this happen? And the RO plant's been there for a while, and these pots eventually go down. And so when the filter went down, they went over to fix the filter. They realized that it couldn't be fixed, and they put in an order for one. They couldn't find the exact one, so they had to buy something similar. And then it had to be shipped to the Turks and Caicos. And the size of it, it's not something you can just send by FedEx, despite the people saying that. But the issue is that when the government moved to potable water that they were making, they moved away from rainwater.
He then went on to discuss his solutions to the water crisis.
What we're going to do is that we're going to get the tanks repaired, and we're going to set them up to capture rainwater. As I told the deputy director, it's better to have a tank full of rainwater than to have no water.
Yeah.
Even though I know that they think potable water is the best, and then the rainwater.
You should still have.
I'm just telling them we all grew up with.
Of course,
water.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so we're going to capture rainwater.
Yeah.
And fix the tanks. We're going to so we can capture the rainwater. We're going to fix the RO plant. I have said to the team this morning, we should buy a much smaller RO plant. You could get RO plants for about $30,000 that can produce about 3,000 gallons. So we should do another smaller RO plant. What I'm thinking is that we'd have it making water from one for the government large storage tanks, which is in the north. So that's filling up as a plan B also. So that's will be put money into the budget to get a smaller RO plant. Okay. So in addition to the main one that's getting a new filter, but also we're going to get a fuel tanker. I had said a fuel truck, but I believe that we could do something a little bit smaller because we need about something that can carry about 1,000 gallons. Because the way people get water to their homes in Sault Ste. Is they run garden hoses from the storage tank to their house, which could be, let's say, 1,500 feet away, or maybe a quarter mile away, and they're running a garden hose trying to fill up their tank, personal tank, from the main storage tank.
Okay.
So that's a lot of water is getting wasted between leaks and everything,
right.
And the pipe
okay.
and the hoses. So
the other things
we're going to do is that we're going to get a water tanker, so we could then take water at least 1,000 gallons at a time from the storage tanks, and then take it to people's houses, and then pump that water into their tank.
Okay. The discussion then shifted to water issues in Grand Turk.
Okay, now what about the water situation in Grand Turk?
The water situation in Grand Turk, we think that we're on top of it. There's still issues with the distribution system, the piping system, and so we're going to look into that. Now, one of the things that I don't think the cabinet minutes have been out yet, but I will pre-announce it ahead of the cabinet minutes, because cabinet has already approved it. But I brought a paper to cabinet, and cabinet approved it to allow us, because in Grand Turk, Salke, and South Caicos, only the government can produce water. Mm-hmm. Only the government can produce water. No one else can produce water. There's no other water model for those. Mm-hmm. It's in legislation. And so I've brought a paper, and cabinet agreed to allow us to change that, to change the legislation, to allow different type of water production models in those islands.
Because I heard there was some parties interested in doing city water in South Caicos.
So we'll be able to now upgrade, modernize the water production, not just production, but also distribution systems in those islands at minimal cost to the government.
Okay.
To watch the full interview, you can visit our Facebook page at RTC Station.